At the start of the special meeting, Assemblymember Harriet Drummond moved to allow audience participation, but Assembly Chair Ernie Hall denied it, and that set off a member of the audience.
How can you sit there and say that you're not going to allow us to testify and give our opinions about how this election is going to be run?
We're going to have order.
How dare you?
We're going to have order in this meeting.
Citizens of your city that you've been elected to represent, and you're going to shut us out?
Security.
Security escorted the man, Robert Cortez, out of the LUSAC Library Assembly Chambers. Assembly Chair Ernie Hall said that the election had shaken the community to its core, but that the Assembly had to follow the law.
In our eagerness to make amends, to immediately fix the problems, to respond to public outrage, disappointment, and concern, to advance solutions, in our eagerness to do all of these things, we cannot abandon our process. We must not lose sight of our duty to follow the law.
Then the Assembly heard from Election Commission Chair Gwen Matthew, and Assemblymember Debbie Osiander questioned her on concerns about broken security seals on memory cards for the Diebold voting machines. Matthew said the Commission heard no reports of any security seals being broken, and that spurred more protest from an audience member who said she had reported a broken seal.
I was under the impression that one seal was broken. You found no seals broken?
In our interviews, in the emails that came in, and our all of that, we did not have any report of that. I'm not saying it didn't happen.
I reported it to her.
Order.
Library. I reported broken
security.
Obviously, you threw that away.
No. We did not throw that away. But that is hearsay. That was hearsay. It was not a personal chairperson.
I was there. I saw it.
Security also escorted the woman, Wendy Isbell, out of Assembly Chambers. Before they made their decision, the body heard a report from an outside attorney, Timothy Petuminos. He said the Assembly had a legal duty to certify the election.
If the citizens that made up the commission did something terribly egregious or something terribly corrupt and it came to your attention, you'd be duty-bound to say it. But absent extraordinary circumstances, this body would be vulnerable to legal attack by those candidates who properly won the election and those propositions and bonds and construction projects that properly passed, because there is a duty to certify, just as there is a duty to order a new election when the time comes.
After a lively discussion, the Assembly certified the election 8-3, with Harriet Drummond, Elvie Gray Jackson, and Patrick Flynn dissenting. Assembly Chair Hall says he's in final negotiations with a retired judge who will investigate the election as soon as possible. Clerk Barbara Grunstein will manage the ballot recount, which will involve 15 precincts, additional workers, and must start within 7 days. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.